All right, wow. We have some good news in this video. And, you know, this one is for everybody. Whether you are a Democrat, an independent, or a Republican, we should all be able to appreciate and celebrate the immense success coming out of New York City over the past 6 months. Whether it's the $12 billion budget deficit being balanced down to zero, which is beautiful, or whether it's the free childcare that is now available to many New Yorkers who are working their ass off every single day. Whether it's the fixed roads or the lowered crime, there has been a lot of success due to Mayor Zohran Mamdani, who took office on January 1st of this year. So we're only about 5.5 months into his term, and he's absolutely crushing it. He just posted a video describing the situation that he had when he came into office, which was a $12 billion budget deficit. He describes in this video the exact steps that he took to wipe that budget deficit down to zero, to completely clean it up and make sure the city was not running on a massive deficit, but was actually working for the people of the city. Zohran Mamdani did all of this while permanently funding New York City libraries and parks, while getting money from Albany, New York, from the governor to reinvest into childcare and to, you know, the most vulnerable people who really, truly do need it. And I, just as a quick summary, I think this is a great, great way to put it. Mamdani closed a $12 billion deficit in 132 days. He fixed 100,000 plus potholes. He secured millions for gig workers, fined corrupt landlords, millions more. I mean, he was going on the ground, making sure that he was listening to people and then finding those corrupt landlords. He raised snow workers' salary to $30 an hour, and violent crime hit historic lows. This is what a leader does. I don't care what you call it, whether you think it is socialism, democratic socialism, whether you think he's too much of a Democrat or he's a communist. I don't care what you call it. This is effective governance. This is great leadership. And Zohran Mamdani essentially says the same thing in his post. Another way to point it out, this is insane. And exactly what all of the wealthy people and corporations were terrified of. A politician proving you can enhance the quality of life for your constituents by not taking away the working class, taking away from the working class, rather taxing the rich. See how these views aren't that bad. The socialistic views of Zohran Mamdani seem to be working in this sense. To continue, here is Donald Trump today. I just want to draw a quick juxtaposition from the future, people like Zohran Mamdani to Donald Trump, whose hand is so decrepit in this photo that it seems to have almost a large hole in it. Let me zoom in even more. We have a decrepit president who represents the past, who represents the centralized wealth trying to crush the average American. He said yesterday he doesn't even care about the average American's financial situation. He doesn't even think about it. Versus people like Zohran Mamdani. Again, whatever you want to call him, I don't care what you want to label him. It is effective governance, and that is all you need to know, period. Make sure you drop a like and subscribe if you appreciate these types of breakdowns. And let's see what Zohran did in order to actually balance the budget. It's quite brilliant. So before I play this video, he said, "When we came into office, we uncovered a $12 billion budget deficit. Today, I am proud to say we brought it down to zero. We didn't close the gap on the backs of working people. We closed it while funding parks, funding libraries, making sure there are safer streets, and making historic investments into public housing. Call it pothole politics, call it democratic socialism, call it whatever you want. It's government that delivers for the people who make this city run. That's what New Yorkers deserve. That's what we will keep fighting for every single day." Let's watch this video, and let me tell you, this guy's got the whole package in this video. He's got a great cadence. He's great on camera. He's very affable. He's got a great smile. He's got great hair, great skin, soft hands. I'm joking at that point. But no. He's genuinely got a great camera presence combined with a great policy vision and a team that can help him implement all of this, which I really, really appreciate. Check this out.
New York, it's executive budget season. And I'm proud to announce that our city's budget is fully balanced. This budget isn't just about numbers on a page. It determines if our libraries get funded, if a street is safe to cross, if snow is actually shoveled after a storm. And you deserve to know exactly how we got here. We inherited a $12 billion budget deficit.
We are speaking about a fiscal crisis at the scale greater than the Great Recession.
It was the Great Recession.
Great Recession. Many said the only way out of this was slashing services and passing an austerity budget. We rejected that. After months of painstaking work, that deficit is now zero. our city is now on firm financial ground. We achieved this in two major ways: increasing revenue and support from Albany, and cutting waste and finding savings here in New York City. Thanks to Governor Hochul, State Senate Majority Leader Andrea Stewart-Cousins, Assembly Speaker Carl Hastie, and months of organizing from New Yorkers, we tax the rich. That tax alone will raise $500 million per year. And that's not all. Thanks to Governor Hochul and our partners in Albany, we finally got a better deal for New York City. We're getting billions more from the state to help tackle the gap. At the same time, we've been poring over the city budget to identify savings. We reduced unnecessary overtime and found smarter ways for government to deliver services. This all added up to $1.77 billion in total savings. Our budget isn't just about closing deficits. It's about building a city New Yorkers can actually afford. On day 8 of our administration, we announced a historic partnership with Governor Hochul to finally deliver universal childcare. That's $1.2 billion in new funding from Albany. And this was just the beginning. Investments in citywide trash containerization, cheaper groceries, safer streets, relief for taxi drivers are all on the way. And we're increasing funding for libraries, parks, and cultural institutions. I promise to make sure you were part of this budget process every step of the way. This is your city. These are your tax dollars. And this budget should reflect your priorities. We're proud to put forward a budget for the working people of this city. And we're going to do it again next year. And next year. And next year. And next year.
What did I say? He's got the whole package in this video. He's got the presence on camera, and he's got the team to implement a great policy vision. More Democrats need to copy the Zohran Mamdani style. And, you know, secular talk, Kyle Kalinske puts it in a great way. So ex-Mets flamethrower Noah Syndergaard calls Zohran Mamdani a lunatic as he advises the former club to stop hanging out with socialist mayors because the Mets took photos with Zohran Mamdani, right? So Kyle Kalinske responds and says, "The Republican mind is amazing. Zohran has been in the news for, one, balancing the budget without cutting services, two, raising taxes on the rich in a very common sense way, three, cracking down on shitty landlords, four, freezing the rent, five, universal child care." What exactly is lunatic about that? The guy supports, the Mets guy, supports a war criminal, pedophile, rapist, con man, referring to Donald Trump. That's the actual lunatic here, and I absolutely agree. For the past decade, Democrats have been very defined by our opposition to Donald Trump. But we now have some new players on the scene, some new operators who are building their own affirmative vision for the country. And that is what I find to be so beautiful. Zohran Mamdani is building a vision for New York City in particular that can be largely replicated. I mean, it is possible to have a balanced budget without cutting services and screwing over the average working American. The impressive part about what Donald Trump has done in comparison to Zohran Mamdani is Donald Trump has inflicted maximum damage on working Americans. Donald Trump has raised their gas prices, price of food, price to get to work, cut insurance, and done all of this without even touching the deficit. The deficit is actually higher nationally than when Donald Trump got into office. So Donald Trump appointed Elon Musk to have this entire Doge apparatus to cut cost overruns, right? Doge did none of that. They failed miserably. Zohran Mamdani was able to single-handedly do that with great well-made videos and a team around him executing. So continue to support Zohran Mamdani. Let's continue to push the country in a better direction. If you appreciate what we do, make sure you drop a like. Make sure you subscribe to the Adam Mockler feed. It means more than you know whenever you guys support. I love you all. Peace out.